Well, in declaring the coronavirus a public health emergency, the World Health Organization said its greatest concern was the potential for the virus to spread to countries with weaker health systems. And the outbreak has sparked grave fears in the Pacific, a region that's been hit hard by epidemics, including measles, dengue fever, and polio. Papua New Guinea initially announced it'd be banning travellers from entering the country if they were coming from what it described as all Asian ports. That ban hasn't been enforced, but there are serious concerns about whether PNG's health system will cope if coronavirus arrives. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
Passengers arriving in Port Moresby's international airport are greeted by officials in surgical masks and yellow vests.
Yes, it's a bit scary.
There are no cases of coronavirus in Papua New Guinea, but everyone arriving is being asked to fill out forms about their health and recent travels. Don Narodo is among the passengers. He's from the Solomon Islands, and he's worried about the virus reaching either country.
I think many people will lose their life here. That's the thing that will happen to PNG and the Solomon Islands.
PNG is considered a high risk of importing the disease, and the country's health department has conceded if it arrives, the risk of its spreading is high because of its limited resources and capacity. Dr. Luo Dupang, the World Health Organization country representative, says preparations are a work in progress.
It's not perfect, but we are going that direction and strengthen the system to be ready to respond, to contain this outbreak and to prevent a second generation of transmission.
A response plan and required budget are being prepared. The acting health secretary, Dr. Paison Dakulala, says the country has handled other disease outbreaks before and measures are being put in place, like setting up a quarantine area at the hospital.
We are in a high-risk setting, so we are working hard to ensure that we minimise or even prevent this virus from coming in.
As the country scrambles to prepare, there's been confusion about what measures the government is putting in place. The immigration minister released a statement saying people travelling from Asian countries would be denied entry into PNG, but that hasn't been enforced. Dr. Dupang says the WHO is not recommending any travel restrictions.
The evidence does not suggest is effective.
In nearby Samoa, where more than 80 people have recently died from measles, everyone travelling to the country is required to have a medical clearance. Other countries in the region are looking at introducing similarly strict rules as they try to avoid another health problem on top of the ones they already have. This is Natalie Whiting in Port Moresby for Saturday AM.